Yeah, everything fine. Yeah, I just obviously I took advice from Declan and the doctors we have on the backroom team, and I'm fine again now. Just had a bit of rest from the contact, but you know, I was still training away myself, doing the physical stuff or whatever. But no, I'm fine now again. Yeah.
Fit, flying and raring to go, so.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
How's training been the last couple of weeks in the build up to this?
Yeah, great. Well, it's like we've as any team does. Like, we've worked hard in the build up for it, and you know, we know it's tough going up to Thurles, like, against one of the favourites for the All Ireland. Like, and I suppose it's nearly fair to say at this stage that we're a team in transition. But look, we're going up just hoping that the hard work we've done will be, you know, we can do ourselves justice, and that the hard work we've done will show on today.
Kieran has called them out and out favourites for this game. Does that take the pressure off you going in as underdogs, do you think?
I suppose, you know, the approach to the game this year has been very low key, because, you know, I think after the league campaign there this year, nobody expects anything from Cork this year. And but no, Kieran is right, like, they're justifiably hot favourites, like, and, you know, we're under no illusions how big a task it is going up to Thurles, as I said already. And no, I think Kieran is there right there.
Were you stung by the criticism during the league campaign, or did you pay any attention to it?
I don't think anyone in this panel really takes much heed of the criticism they get. Like, I wouldn't tune into it either. And, you know, we always know there'll be complaints, and there'll be, you know, abuse angle at players. Like, but I'm fairly sure in this panel, like, that nobody really pays any mind to, like, and we're just training as hard as we can, like, and that's all you can do, really. There's no point listening to that, you know. It's not good for you, like.
Yeah, but I'd imagine that Galway performance then was a massive boost to you morale-wise as well.
Yeah, it would be, I suppose. It was our first must-win game of the year, like, to retain our league status. And, you know, in fairness, we took a good bit of encouragement from that, because, you know, we went up there the first day in the league as well, and, you know, it was one of our poor performances all year. And, you know, to go up and kind of avenge that now, was we took good heart from that now, I must say. Yeah.
What are you expecting for Tipperary on Sunday week?
You know, you always know what you're going to get from Tipperary. Mm-hmm. Like, they're a great team. Like, they've great hurlers all over the pitch. They can move the ball unbelievably well. And, you know, we just have to be alive to that. We have to be tuned in from the first minute as any game. And, you know, you would expect the same old Tip, like, fast flowing hurling, and we must just try our best to curb that, like.
Just the quality of those forwards as well. Is there anyone in particular you keep an eye on, or is it just as a collective?
I think there's exceptional forwards, you know, all over the place for them. You know, it'd be wrong to pick out one of them. Like, I think every one of our backs now will have a equally hard job as the next. Like, so, you know, they've unbelievable talent up front, and, you know, it'll be a hard job for us to try and mind them.
Yeah, it certainly will. Hopefully, a big Cork crowd heads up there, though.
Yeah, no, I think as you referred to the Galway game there, I think hopefully the supporters now will take a bit of heart from that, as we have, and that we'll have a good following there now on Sunday week up in Thurles. Like, I think Cork people like to go up there anyway, you know, and hopefully we can give them something to show about.
I've spoken to many Cork players over the years, and they said that Thurles is their favourite place to play, and would it be up there for you?
I don't know. Can I pass comment on that? I don't think I've played enough games in Thurles now as a Cork hurler to be able to say that. Like, but certainly the fellas like Dermot O'Sullivan and Ben O'Connor's and Jordine, like, it was almost a second home to them. Like, and, you know, if we're lucky, hopefully we can start turning into a bit of a second home for ourselves. But as I said, like, you know, it's a tough test Sunday week.
What would represent a good summer for you, do you think?
I reckon just, like, we've a new management team in, we've a new trainers in terms of obviously the coach and the fitness trainer and Declan O'Sullivan, and I don't know, I just think to show progress from last year, I suppose. Last year wasn't a good year for Cork hurling, and I just hope that, you know, all the lads can show the fruits of all the hard work we've done. And I suppose, you know, that is probably the main goal, just to do ourselves justice as much as we can. Like.
Now, I know you're not being given much chance by many of the pundits around the place next week, but do you think at full tilt you give Tipperary a run for the money next week?
At full tilt, no, yeah. It's hard to know. If, like, it's, as people know, this team, like, it's if we go full tilt, we can give anyone a game. But as I said, no, like we've a lot of hard work done, and it's just about showing everyone what we can do on today. I suppose it's just as I said, like getting that hard work out onto for everyone to see on next Sunday week. Like, and we'll see what happens.
And Conor, best of luck.
Thanks very much.